Blog Talk Radio.
All through my wandering years, I always said I was biding my time. All alone in the dark, I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mine.
Where'd it go? Okay. I think it does work. Alrighty. Welcome to Sex Has Gone Wild. That was Feels Like Heaven by Peter Cetera and Chaka Khan doing that one. And today we have with us musical psychic Pamela Cummins, and I know you can find her. She is all over the place. If you Google her, Pamela Cummins, PamelaCummins, you will find her. I know that she's a top 10, but the first top 10 are all hers. Welcome, Pamela. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. That was such a pretty song. So nice.
I know.
Yes.
You've gotten some really good stuff lately. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Awesome. So,
well,
give
the rest of your information because I gave the easy stuff.
Okay. Well, again, you can Google me or and my website. I actually have two website addresses: Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com, or God, what was it? SuccessfulREL.com. But they both go to the same website. On there, you can see that I am a columnist for Bel Esprit, which is a free online magazine. So you can get information about that on there. I have some free stuff that you can go on. I have a free link. I do phone readings. I do email readings. I do coaching for psychic development and also for singles coaching. I have a book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. And I'm on different advisor sites. So if you want an immediate reading, when I'm logged on to those, you can get immediate reading there. They are a little bit more expensive because you don't have to make an appointment, you know, so
right.
It's because we're catering to you. And last and certainly not least, I have the Love Channel show, which is also on Blog Talk, and it's recorded for Hazy on Thursdays. It's on tonight, 8 p.m. The phone numbers, I got it ready for you, Kelly.
Awesome.
646-478-0020. Okay. You know, I'm always by my computer, so I don't even think of phone numbers anymore. I'm just like, oh, okay, let me go and Google that. And tonight's guest, which I'm excited about, is Gary Loper and his wife, Carol Loper.
Oh.
And I know them both personally. Gary is my coach, and Carol is very awesome. And the topic is building better relationships in marriage. They've been married. Actually, they've been married a couple times. I think this is Carol's second marriage and Gary's third, and they've been married for quite some time. They're making it work because they've done all the work on themselves, and that's what they're going
right.
to talk about, becoming a better you so you can have a better marriage. So it's going to be awesome. So you can call in, but it is with regards to the question on the topic, and quite honestly, I would prefer if you ask them questions, you know, instead of asking me for a reading, since they are my guest and I have two of them, you know, and they're both filled with much wisdom. You know, they've been around the block. Not sometimes, the best teacher and the best wisdom comes from experiences, and a lot of times those experiences are making mistakes.
So. Yeah. We learn daily. It's like, gee, there's actually that kid show, the the science one with Miss Frizzle. It's like, you know, get messy, you know. It's like, take chances, make mistakes, get messy, you know. It's like, because that's how we learn sometimes is with mistakes. So it's like, yes, as long as we let them be our mistakes, be our teacher, and we don't get bitter by them. Because sometimes, you know, people take their mistakes the wrong way, and they get, you know, self-castigating, and they you know, embitter themselves. And it's like, no, you missed a lesson then.
Right. And
you make
a
mistake and you correct it.
And it's weird because I'm seeing, I used to work at this car dealership who shall be remain nameless in Jersey, and there was this parts department, and the manager there just really disliked me. Okay, and he was one of those, that's okay, he was one of those types of people who thought nobody should make any mistakes and you should be perfect. Oh, yeah, so he was annoying, okay, because obviously, you know, he made mistakes, and quite honestly, he should have listened to Linda Irwin's UFO, The Unseen World, because he used to tease how aliens would come in the middle of the night and get him, and I don't think he was teasing. You know, because why would he say that? You know, so if he was so perfect, why would, you know, aliens want to experiment on him? Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's see. We messed up the first time. Can we make it better? Oops. No.
You know,
sorry,
Kelly, where were you those many years ago? It was a very interesting place to work because, quite honestly, so many people there, it was a very difficult time for me, honestly, and so many people there represented different family members in, you know, my family of origin and grandparents and stuff and issues that I needed to deal with, you know. So so it was not a fun place to work, but I did grow and learn a lot of lessons, even that I didn't have to be perfect, you know.
Exactly. I was going to say, I don't know of anybody except one guy that was ever able to walk on water, you know, like and feed 5,000 people with, like, you know, 2 loaves and 5 fishes. Like, I haven't achieved that level yet. You know, I don't think anybody else has either.
Right. And also remember that he was able to do that with the help of God, too.
Exactly.
You know?
That's fun. Yeah, that's exactly it. You got it. Okay. Well, we got a couple callers here, and it's like... looks like it's going to be one of those topic chat days. So it's like I'm actually looking forward to that, because I really actually have been, when we get a little bit of time, I do have one question. It's like I've been focusing on this. I've been praying on this. So it's like I'm going to see if my group will cooperate, you know, later on. And
right. And I have a little cute story to tell, too. So.
Oh, cool. All right. We get Pamela's story later. Right now, we're going to start out with area code 850. 850, you're on live with us.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. And who's calling, please?
This is Deidre. I'm in Florida.
Okay. That area code sounded so familiar. Florida. Okay. And how can I... It's Deidre. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Deidre.
Deidre. I'm sorry, Deidre.
Oh, no, that's no problem.
And how can I help you, Deidre?
Well, I wanted to ask your guests if they saw anything with me regarding relationships.
I'm laughing because before you asked the question, I heard this really old song, Just Call Me Angel of the Morning, okay, baby? So if you're not in a relationship, there is definitely, you know, a relationship coming, okay, somebody who you're going to spend, you know, wake up in the morning with, okay? And it feels like, you know, you have a desire to move away from old types of relationships and something more fulfilling. And I'm seeing you drinking, like, from a cup, a golden cup, okay? And you will have your fill, all right? And they're not giving me a time. They're just saying soon, very soon. It feels like when you least expect it. I'm actually seeing you bumping your shopping cart, you know, into them, okay? So it's just right around the corner, okay? And now they're playing a song, This Will Be an Everlasting Love.
Okay? That's so cute. I relate with songs a lot.
yeah. Well, that's why they call me the musical psychic. I just want to be, you know, and this is, I just want to make sure I'm picking up on the energy, right? You're into men?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Because that's what I was seeing, because I saw a business suit. Okay. And it's funny. As soon as I said that, I saw blue jeans and like a baseball cap. Okay. So so he does work, which is a good thing. Okay. But it feels professional, but he's also can get comfortable. All right. You know, and I don't know why I feel baseball around him. All right.
Yeah.
And they're saying he's not the type, you know, because I'm seeing, like, a bunch of guys being lazy, you know, football jerseys, sitting there drinking beer. And, you know, he's not like every Sunday, but, you know, he's into baseball, okay?
That's interesting, baseball.
Yeah, I don't know why baseball.
I know. I was just saying I want to put my son in baseball.
Uh-huh.
He's, you know, he's getting, he's 5, so he wants to do T-ball.
Oh, like interesting. It. Yeah. There you go. There's a connection somewhere there, that way, okay? And again, when you least expect it, they're really saying don't go looking for it. You know, and in the meantime, I'm just getting like kind of like deeper meaning within yourself, spirituality, and whatever that means to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I've been working on that.
Good, because it does feel it's very soon. And they're just saying, I'm hearing a song, Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. So, you know, don't give up on love. Keep open to it, you know. And it's funny because I'm seeing a journal and, like, a list. And if you haven't made a list of the qualities that you want in somebody, make the list. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm hearing kindness. So, obviously, you want somebody who's very kind.
Right. Yeah, I haven't had that.
Yeah. So I hope that helps.
That really does. That's great. I really appreciate you all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
And call us and let us know if it ends up being that baseball coach for your son.
Or whoever. Could be, you know, could be the father of one of the kids, you know.
Absolutely. All righty, we got another here. Let's see if I can. Is this a Skype caller? And it looks like Nakota Way showing. Let's see if we can get her on. All righty, Nakota, you are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And how can I help you today?
Can I have a reading on work, please?
Okay. All right. There's difficulties there. I'm seeing like I want to say tug of war with a piece of paper. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm getting that it will be resolved. All right. And quite honestly, I'm hearing turn away, walk away. I feel like you need to start looking for another position. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. And be they're saying, travel on, baby girl. That's exactly how they put it, okay? So it just, you know, I'm not saying quit today. Okay, but definitely, you know, find something else because it just doesn't feel like it's a comfortable work position. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I just saw, you know, those bed of nails. It's like a and you know, have I think it's people in India. I think that's the country that will lay on a bed of nails. Okay, and that's kind of what it feels like. Okay, so if you start looking, I feel like there is a much better position for you, and it's so funny. I'm seeing a you know, bed that's, it's on the ground like the bed of nails, but it's very soft and it's very much more comfortable. You know, you're going to have to work, but it just feels like a better environment. And this is really funny. I am seeing, oh my God, it was from Saturday Night Live many years ago, right? And it was a spoof on, you know, how women will go to the ladies' room together, and these two men followed them, and they had a harp playing, and it was like in the ladies' room, and like they're getting massage, and it was like a spa and stuff. So it feels like you're gonna have a very comfortable work area. Sorry.
Oh, that is so fun.
Oh, it is. It is. And it was such a funny thing. You know, when I saw it, I cracked up. This is, I was in my 20s. This was, or however long Saturday Night Live has been on. It's been on for a long time. So it feels like a really nice environment. And if the ladies' room was like what it was like on Saturday Night Live, you got it made there. Okay.
Okay.
And the other thing they're telling me too is you need to chill a little bit, okay? Not take everything so seriously. Honestly, quite honestly, I feel like a shoulder massage would be really good for you, okay?
I've actually, funny enough, I actually thought about having a full body massage. I did at the weekend.
Good.
So
good.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. That will help get rid of some of the stress. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So just know that, you know, something else is coming.
Lovely.
Okay.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Birdie Bird is going.
You know, he...
back there.
It's funny. I didn't really notice. Okay. He probably heard, you know, me cracking up, but he was sleeping. You know, a couple minutes before the show, he wakes up, and I'm like, oh, you ham. He's like, yes, I have to do my part. I have to sing.
It's all the energy. It's like, oh,
I'm wondering if they have that segment from Saturday Night Live. I mean, it was a long time ago, you know, in the ladies' room, because that was so funny.
Yeah. You know, it seems like YouTube has got everything. I'll bet they, I mean, it's like, and they keep loading stuff. So I was like, I'll bet they probably do. You could probably find that. You could probably find that on YouTube.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it much live back then. I watched some of the reruns. I remember, you know, like Chevy Chase and, oh, God, you know, Gilda Radner and, you know, some of the really old ones. Of course, it's me, but, you know.
Yeah, no, that was a funny. I didn't watch it that much either, but that one really stood out.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we got one more here. Area code 202. 202, it's up to you when you're on.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And who are we speaking to, please?
My name is Tierra, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Great. Great. We got all these East Coast people. Except for the one lady, I think she was from London. But. And how can we help you today, Tierra?
Okay. The question that I have is there anything that I should be aware of or looking out for, like some type of danger or troubles that may be coming my way?
Okay, and, you know, it's really weird because before you ask the question, sometimes I get guided to pull a card, and I pulled a meditation card, and then I heard Aretha singing Think About, okay? And that can have two meanings, right? One is just think before you do something, you know, obviously if it's a bad neighborhood. The other thing is not to think so negatively, okay, because I'm not feeling anything around you, okay? All right, the one thing I am getting is to beware. I'm seeing like a deer. You know how deers are, they're very gentle and they're always on the lookout, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, be street savvy, okay? And, you know, I'm going to say don't go out in dangerous areas, okay? You know,
okay.
I mean, that's kind of like a no-brainer. But the other thing, they're saying Archangel Michael. So ask Archangel Michael to protect you, okay? Because, and the other thing is, and I don't know how to say it, some of the things you are feeling, like not being safe, all right, it feels like stuff in the past, okay, that, you know, that's coming to surface, okay? So
yeah.
I want to say, like, it's body memories. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, so just, but all in all, I really do feel like you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I'm getting to is to stop worrying about money. Okay? That's
mm-hmm.
the other thing. You know, stop worrying about money because your thoughts are scaring you. Okay? I don't know how
mm-hmm.
else to say. All right? And this is really weird because I did not expect this at all. But what they said was for you to take a bath, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I know it's a little cold, I mean hot on the East Coast, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
obviously AC. But I'm just getting that that will relax you.
Yeah, but the thing is I'm unable to take a bath right now because my living arrangement is not.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
I'm
then
not comfortable to relax in somebody else's bathtub.
Right, I understand. I understand, okay? But I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like, well, your living arrangements, okay? I don't feel any physical harm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It feels more like emotional, mental, all right? And some of it is of your own making, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm getting in your living situation, I feel like you will be out of there within a month or two. Okay? They're cute. They're saying it's a substitute, you know? It's just temporary, okay? So, and again,
okay.
Now I understand why they said to stop worrying about money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like things are coming for you. So there is a
yeah,
move.
Yeah, the thing is I found the place and the lady first wanted to charge $650, and I was like, cool, that's like right on my alley. But then she jumped up the price to $1,000. So I had to tell myself, don't worry about it. You know, things are going up, so, you know, it's better to pay $1,000. I can afford $1,000. I mean, it would be much easier paying $650, but I can still afford $1,000.
Right, okay.
You know, it's so, like, just don't be cheap.
Right, and quite honestly, for your own peace of mind, you do need your own place. So, you know, again, I'm not getting whether or not to take that place, okay? You know,
mm-hmm.
you need to make that choice because I'm getting a month or two. That's what I keep getting, okay?
Okay.
So you're
okay.
going to be okay. And again, they're saying it again. So if you feel nervous, if you feel unsafe, okay, ask Archangel Michael to come and protect you, okay?
Okay.
They're saying believe
okay.
and you shall receive. That's really important.
Okay, because that's what I have, you know, been dealing with, is that you know, my living situation isn't really stable. So that's my worry, is where I'm going to lay my head at night.
Right, right. And you're okay, all right? I don't see you being homeless or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying you're protected. Okay, and the other, lastly, they're leaving with work hard, okay? So you might have to work harder than usual, you know, whatever mm-hmm. that means. Maybe, you know, something part-time, you know, two jobs or whatever, okay?
Well, I already have two jobs, so it's probably just like work more hours.
Right, exactly. They're just saying work hard, so that's probably what they mean, you know, because it will be worth it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, see, now I get to ask my question.
Okay, good.
Oh, goodness. Let's see. Fish up in this. I have a thing here. There we go. Okay. I'm misspelling, too. It's like my keyboard base, just the key is going away. It's like it's my dyslexic fingers and dyslexic keyboard are doing other things. I mean, this is one of those kind of generic ones of, and I know I'm bad, and that's like I should not do generic stuff, but it's like,
okay.
is there anything in particular? It's like I'm kind of wondering. My dad's been remarkably quiet, and it's like somebody actually told me a little while back. It's like, you know, he reacclimated or whatever, but they showed him a picture. You know, he was like a diamond. But he also was, they put their, you know, fingers over lips like shit. I was like, and I got this picture of duct tape over his mouth. I was like, well, have they gagged him on the other side for some reason? It's like, did they get cut in his lippy lip or what? It's like, I don't know. It's kind of one of those moments.
I'm just hearing, you know, the song for your dad, You Deserve a Bit Break Today. And then the other, the old McDonald's. Okay. But the other thing is I'm seeing him laying out on water, you know, with like a Hawaiian shirt, kind of unbuttoned, shorts, you know, with a hat on, sipping a really nice drink, you know, in a pool, you know, on a float in a pool, okay? So it feels like right now he's relaxing, but, I mean, at least he's not in a hospital bed. They're
right.
Funny. They're like, don't worry. Once you hear from him, he's not going to shut up.
Oh, God. Okay, enjoy the silence for one hand. Thank you. Okay.
Right. And the other thing I got with you, Kelly, and I have no idea what this means, and again, I'm getting all this really old music stuff, but I heard...
He was old.
Well, okay. Well, I heard Elvis Presley's song, Don't Be Cruel, you know?
Don't Be Cruel. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure what that means. Maybe he just liked that show. This was before you asked about your father. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
There's somebody else who's misbehaving. It could also, you know, be that.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that answered the question of like, cause it was just, you know, the generic of like, is there anything I should know? Anything the universe needs, anything God needs me to know today? It's like, okay, let's see. Well, that could apply to a lot of things. So it's like, yes.
Okay.
And I've kind of been, my kids have, I'll just say, pulled some disappointing things in the past several days. I'm like, well, yes, and the bummer is we're going to end up doing some summer school, which I really was kind of disappointed about because, I didn't want to have to do schooling in the summer, but we're going to. So it's like, okay, fine, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I'm hearing that it's necessary, okay? And
yeah.
It's also a very valuable lesson, okay?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Well, because, you know, next year, it's funny. What I'm seeing is somebody taking a bowling ball, throwing it right down the center of the lane, and, you know, and they get, what is that called when they get all 10?
A call strike.
Thank you. I couldn't think of, I'm seeing a strike. So that means next year they will be on the ball.
On time. Good.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, so it is a necessary lesson.
Yeah.
You know,
I almost said necessary evil. It's like going, okay, no. It's like, yes.
No.
The trouble is I'm getting the lesson with them, and it's okay because we're all getting it together. But it's like, okay, I need to bite my tongue and not be angry. Okay.
Right. And I'm just getting that it's, you know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's also some quality, extra quality time that you'll get to spend with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
That is true. Oh, my goodness. And no wonder sports are confusing. It's like when you said strike, I was going, yeah, you know, it's like a strike in bowling is a good thing. A strike in baseball or softball is not.
Yeah, you know, that is so true. That is so true, you know. And quite honestly, I played poorly in both of them, okay?
Oh, wow.
And, well, baseball is boring to me. All right, and bowling is a little bit more fun. I guess I just never did it enough to be good at it. If somebody said, "Would you rather play baseball or go bowling?" Bowling any day, as long as there's no smoking in there. If there's smoking, I went to a bowling alley one time with smoking. I had to go out. You know, I'm one of those nasty ex-smokers. I mean, it's been almost 24 years. I think it's been a long time. I hate cigarettes. The type of activities I'm good at is like walking, yoga, dancing, that kind of stuff, you know, maybe some badminton.
You might be a candidate for if you like badminton, it's like if you can do that, you might like racquetball. Racquetball is kind of cool, too. It's like the wall. It's like the wall is your opponent. You know, it's like you hit the wall and it comes back. You know, it's like it's kind of like it's like playing yourself, but it's like it's okay.
Right. It's kind of cool. That's funny. So let me tell you this cute little story that happened today, okay? Because yesterday was kind of a funky day, and I was feeling the effects over it. And basically, to make a long story short about yesterday, I was supposed to have an interview with somebody who just was not very – didn't value my time. All right, let's put it that way, okay? And the interview never came to pass. But so this morning I was just kind of like, you know, God, I'm feeling kind of out of sorts. And, you know, a lot of times when you help serve others, you get out of yourself. And, you know, and one of the things that Oprah always asks is, who can I serve today? Okay. Or, you know, or how use me how you want me or whatever. But I said to God, I said, so who can I serve today? And 1 second later, my cat Rhiannon jumped up on my stomach. And so,
me, I heard you ask that.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, I can do that. I do that every day.
It's like, but I could use a good brushing, maybe even a bath. I might not, you know, hate it too bad, you know, whatever.
No baths.
No baths.
You know,
sure,
you know, TRE, I'm going to, I don't even want to say it out loud. Merlin's sleeping right now, but she might be awake downstairs. TREATS, you know, feed them, you know, pet them, give them attention. Basically, that's what they want, you know, and play a little bit. So
yeah,
I just thought that, I just thought that that was so cute.
That is.
Well, it just shows you how psychic.
How cats are, yes.
Yeah, they really are psychic. They, you know, they, and it also shows that they really can think what you're thinking. I remember when Midnight was alive and I would read a book about cats. I read this really cool book about this cat who could communicate with this other guy through thoughts, and every time I read that book she would not leave me alone, you know?
it was
really interesting. And she also had this knack of knowing when I was like, you know, you're at the end of a book, you got like 5 pages left, maybe 3, it's the best part, okay? I know. For me, I'm like so focused on it. That's when she always wanted attention and she wouldn't leave me alone.
Sure, wait till I get to the really good part, and now you want to distract me. Huh? Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like my shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, that was funny. So what is the weather like over in your area in Idaho?
You know, it's wonderful. It's farming weather. It's like it's been, you know, the past week, it's like, you know, along, you know, like it's kind of like the Rose Garden song, you know, it's like along with the sunshine, there's got to be some rain sometimes. So we had a little bit of rain last week, you know, it's like, and everybody, of course, everybody's got their irrigation going, and it's like, it's just, it's beautiful. It's like, it's really, it's called the valley, it's called Treasure Valley, actually. That's like, it's an amazing, awesome, great place, you know, for growth and for, I mean, this is where a lot of the, besides Kansas, it's like Idaho grows food too. So it's good food growing weather. That's what I can say out here.
Oh, good. Good, yeah, it's been, it's actually been cooler here than it has been up north. It's been in the 80s, but it's been humid, And the last couple of days it was raining. It's sunny right now, but it's going from like cloudy to sunny. You know, it looks like, oh, it's going to pour, and then, it, you know.
And it
so,
definitely, and it holds off, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got another person here. Let's see. Are we ready here? Area code 770. There's a different one. 770, you are on with us.
Hello. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
Hi, this is Maddie. My name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. And how can we help you today?
Yeah. Who's doing the reading, you or Casey?
I am, unless you want.
You are? Okay.
Unless you want birth cards.
I'm Pamela. I love you. I love both of you.
Okay.
But what can you tell me going on with my love life? What's the energy you find around me?
I'm feeling a little bit ups and downs. Okay. I don't know how I can say it. I find that you're a little disappointed, not pleased. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Uh huh.
Okay. All right, and oh, they're so cute. You know, me and my song. I'm hearing the Beatles. It's getting better all the time. Okay, and the next image I'm getting is a woman on her knees pulling out weeds in her garden. Okay, so that's what it feels like you need to do. That feels like not only physically, you know, with certain people, but it also feels emotionally. Okay, you're into men. Is that correct?
So what?
Are you into men?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure because that's
yes,
the energy.
I understand.
That's the energy I'm picking up because I read for all kinds of people, okay? And that what I'm getting is some of your beliefs about men need to be changed.
Okay? Ah.
Yeah, you know. So think of men in a more positive light, okay? And also ask for, you know, men to be brought into your life. And it's funny, I'm hearing be careful what you pray for, and I'm seeing this one guy many years ago when I asked for a man in my life and they brought me him, and I'm like, God, not him, you know. Okay, and now it's really funny because I'm hearing my coach who he made a list, and one of the things he wanted was an accent. And when he wrote down accent, he was thinking like Spanish accent, French, maybe Southern, right? And what?
Uh-huh.
And his wife is from New York, so he obviously has a New York accent, you know? So he was thinking something different, but he's happy with what she got. So that's what I'm getting. Think of exactly what you want, okay? Because any man that's around you right now, I'm hearing the stone say, I can't get no satisfaction, okay? So it feels like, you know, it's like kind of time to redesign yourself and your thoughts about men, and that's going to attract someone much better and of higher quality. Okay?
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Yeah, because quite honestly, sometimes, you know, I'm hearing in the meantime, and I'm seeing, I can never say this woman's name, Iyana Van Zek, okay? She's a black woman. She's been on Oprah. She's
You're with her. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. She wrote the book In the Meantime. And sometimes we need to be alone, you know, to kind of, I want to say, clear out stuff, do some personal growth. And if we do that, we will attract someone on a much better level than where we currently are. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I don't feel like this is going to take years, okay? Really, it's up to you. Okay? Once you get that... Yeah,
so it's up to me. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Once you do that, okay, once you do that, you're going to attract, you know, someone much better, okay, much better. And I am hearing they're leaving you with this song. I don't know who sings it. I'll spread my wings and I'll fly away, okay? So, again, once you clear out, like, some of those thought forms that you have about men, okay, you're going to spread your wings and somebody much better is going to be coming into your life.
Okay, but I didn't get the part about on my knees pulling weeds.
That is basically, you're getting rid of men who are no
good. Getting rid of all the other, okay, all the other stuff.
Yeah,
the other, yes.
Yeah, men who might be surrounding you who are no good, but it's also your thoughts. And, okay, I'm just going to make these up. All men want from me is sex. All the good ones are taken. Oh, my God, why does God always send me, you know, these weird men? Why are they all drinkers? Why are they, you know, all men gay?
Oh, okay, I got
you. You know, that kind.
Those are the weeds.
those are the weeds of thoughts, but, you
okay,
know.
Okay, okay, I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, so, you know, all that, I want to say stinking negative thinking about men. Clear it up. All right. But if there's any, you know, because I'm seeing like this kind of smooth, or at least he thinks he's smooth talking, hey, baby, and getting up close to you, you know, and it you don't want that kind either. Okay?
Yes, yes.
You know, so, yeah, so that, you know, get rid of that kind of energy too.
Okay.
Right? And they're saying it's okay for you to be alone for a little while.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not going to be long, okay? But it's
okay. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. These are things are getting better. Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Hope
no.
Thank you.
Okay, I got a book title. I got a book title real quick for you. It's like, or even on YouTube. If you go and check out, it's Joel Osteen. Man, he's got like, you know, expect explosive, it's like explosive blessings, something like that. But it's like, talk about somebody who's into the power of positive talk. I mean, he does talk about, you know, we do have, you know, like almost, what's her name was, Maria Shriver or something like that, that was on the Secret, you know. She says, you have this tennis game, and it's like, oh, I believe this, I don't believe this, you know, it kind of goes back and forth. But he says, you know, you can have a negative thought, but don't verbalize it, because verbalizing it puts up more power to it, and you shoot yourself in the foot. It's like,
really?
You are
verbalize it. I thought, oh my God, and I've been thinking all along, if you think it, it's just as bad as I'm saying it.
You know, there is that. It's like, but there's also, if you look at Reverend Michael Beckwith, with what he said, it's like a positive thought over, you know, is 100 times more powerful, you know, than the negative thoughts. It's like when you catch yourself thinking, yes, think it positive, but also speak it positive. So when you find yourself thinking negative, speak positive. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Turn it around.
Instead of saying stupid stuff, oh, silly stuff.
Right, right. And,
yes.
And it's,
right.
And it's funny because my guides are giving me an example that, you know, and women say this a lot. Okay, all men are jerks, okay? So if you find yourself thinking that or saying it out loud, you can say, well, wait a minute. No, this particular man is a jerk, but most men are good.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Yes.
One bad apple does not spoil the whole barrel.
Exactly. Exactly.
And another thing, he might be a jerk to you, but a sweetie pie to someone else.
Exactly. One man's junk is another man's treasure, right?
Yes, thank you.
I have a son-in-law like that, yeah.
Thank you.
He loves my daughter, and it's like I'm going, I wish she'd have married somebody that liked the rest of the family, too.
Oh.
<It's okay.
laughs> You guys have a lot of fun.
He gives her the rose bouquet. He gives the rest of us, you know, he gives the rest of us the thorns, but she gives the roses. It's okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kelly, I have a song for you regarding the son-in-law, and maybe because you said the barrel of apples, you know, you know, come on, bite the big apple. Don't mind the maggots. Something like that.
Oh, God.
Sugdubi. Shattered. Yeah, you know. I know I messed up on the lyrics, but you kind of understand what I mean,
right.
You know.
Yeah. And I think, remember years ago, it's like, what popped in is like, there's that, there was the one of, you know, one bad apple.
Oh, sure.
A whole bunch of, I think it was Donnie Marie Osmond. It's like, there's another really dated show, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I think they were.
Like
did the Jacksons sing that at all? I think
maybe that was it.
No, but they might have both sang it, you know, because they were both pretty popular at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, I had
crushes
on both of them. You know, on different family members. Oh, yes, you know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I'm going to admit this on air, and my father would get the biggest kick out of it because he teases me about this. But when I was a little girl, I had a Donny Osmond pillow. Yes.
I'm sure a lot of people did. That's why they had them commercially marketed. You were not
right.
alone.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just like all like the Justin Bieber and the Hannah Montana, you know?
Oh, right, right. Yep, yep.
And,
all righty. We got a Skype caller here. And so,
oh, God. And they just heard me say, are you sure you want to read it? Somebody had a dog
Well, it's Tommy Robinson, too. So it's like, Tommy, you are on with us. Oh, maybe not. Tommy. It's like, are you there? I'll bet they're having trouble with the, it's like sometimes people have problems with the, I'll say the mute button. It's like they tune in to listen and it's like, and they mute themselves or something happens in the background. It's like, I've done that.
Okay, either that
I've
or,
muted
he,
myself.
Or he said, my God, this psychic had a Donny Osmond pillow. I'm not talking to her.
Right.
Really?
That,
no. Come on, I was like 8 or 9 years old, okay?
There you go.
I mean, just saying Donny Osmond, I'm kind of dating myself anyhow, okay?
Hey, I watched their show. I enjoyed it, you know? I think
and,
two teenagers on national TV, and it's like, and they made a success of it. Was that fun or what?
Yeah, because I'm a little bit country and I'm a little bit rock and roll,
rock
you
and
know?
Roll. Exactly. Oh, wait a minute, he popped back in. It's like, we're, you know, guys, and I will say that, we haven't said this for a while, but it's like due to the solar flare activity, everything of you know, computer and phones and that kind of stuff, it's like we do have some weirdness. So it's like, so it's just because solar flares are hitting the atmosphere. So it's like if it blogs you off, blog back on. It's like it's okay. If it kicks you out of chat, come back in. It's like we recognize that there's some electrical interference in the atmosphere. But all right, he's back. Because he thought it over. There you go. Tommy, are you on with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. It wasn't the Donny Osmond pillow?
No, it wasn't. No. I don't know. Me, I can't. I'm terrible, man.
It's okay.
How are you?
Okay. And how can I help you, Tommy?
I just got a message to ring in about basically what David Cameron said yesterday on TV. Given the announcement about tackling the English Defence League in the way they wish to demonise Islam. Again, whether he's actually going to do anything, I don't personally think he's going to do a single thing. I think it is that because he wants to talk about being critical of Islam, he's appeasing again and doesn't want to upset the Muslims, so he throws our name into it as well. Because there's not actually much he can do. It's like, what are they going to do to us? We don't promote hatred in any way. Everything we say is factual. And it's like the truth's not hate crime. So we'll continue to tell the truth. And he did. It was embarrassing to see that he spoke more about protecting Islam than he did about protecting the British people. It's mad.
Oh.
Right. And I'm getting a song for you to answer that. It's an old song, but it's like, why can't we be friends? And that's what I'm getting. That's what he was trying to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, I saw the best thing yesterday, which was... the best comment, which was, he's like the child at school who's getting bullied and he tries to befriend the bully because he's too scared to stand up to him.
Right.
Which is so right, because he is. They're terrified, and it's just, I don't know where it's going to go, but it ain't heading anywhere pretty. That there's no leadership and it was still getting weakness. Everything I saw of him and watch of him, but the only good thing that's happened, it all come out of this, that people are waking up. A lot of people who wouldn't have even known or really looked into the English Defence League or the UAF and probably would have believed everything they see in the media, because they're now following after the recent events, they're seeing the English Defence League, they've listened to what we're saying for 2 weeks, and then they're seeing what's being said about us. They're seeing that even when we hold a demonstration, what the media is saying is complete lies. I've had so many people inboxing me and contacting me saying they can't believe what they've seen in the last 2 weeks.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you there because this isn't really a political show, but I am getting a couple of things where there's a song lyric, well, you know, say what you mean to say, and where he says, you know, you can't really trust the media because, you know, they're paid for what they need to say. But what I was coming strong, very strong, was actually Mother Mary, okay? And Mother Mary wants you and all the people, you know, not just a you know, Great Britain and England, but the whole country, planet, thank you, to think of peace, okay? And not to get caught up in the kind of he said, she said, all right? and you know, and to pray, and to be loving towards all, even our enemies and even the people who you don't believe what they say. Okay, because this is just, you know, I'm hearing all the world is but a stage. Okay, so you have a choice of how to act in this. Okay, so respond with love. Okay, and again, I am hearing the song, Why Can't We Be Friends? And maybe the way he went about it was not right, but you have a choice. You can gather the people and say, hey, we can be insulted by this, or we can spread love. Because the U.S. has the same things with our food, and, you know, we all have issues. It's how we react to it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm. That kind of makes sense.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think everyone's been trying to be friends and love is an arm for too long, in my opinion. It's like you can't keep showing tolerance to something that shows you none. And in my own honest opinion, it's like how much longer do we continue to tolerate this? And then a song comes to my mind: if you tolerate this, then your children will be next. And that's it. And I don't think we should tolerate. I don't think we should be violent, which is what I'm saying. And we should be peaceful, but at the same time, we can't be weak.
Okay, and who I keep on seeing is Gandhi. Okay, that's who I keep on seeing. All right.
I know you say that. I just think that if it was for weakness, then in 1638, the whole of Christianity would have been wiped out at the gates of Vienna. Do you mean we've never been? Although people say, some people say Jesus said turn the other cheek. In my opinion, he said turn the other cheek to say hit him like a man. It's like, that's my opinion. It's like, it depends how you interpret everything.
Right. Okay, but you know what? I know you're upset about this, but I really don't want to, you know, this is a peaceful show. Okay, yeah. This is a psychic show, and there's really not much I can do but give you the message. Okay? So, I, you know, you don't have to agree with it.
No, that's fine. Everyone has their opinions. I just think that it's not getting Christianity anywhere worldwide. It's just getting massacred and bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, let's not think religion, Christianity, Muslim. Let's think God's love. Because God's love is not, you know, it's not labeled into any organized religion. Okay?
Do you believe that the teachings of Islam are God's work?
You know what? I believe that there are some very good Muslim people, and there are some bad.
Of course there are, yeah. But then it's like, do you believe that the teachings of Islam are God's work? When Jesus warned us
don't want to debate this, okay? So thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
Okay.
And do, you know, like you can continue that with Pamela. It's, you know, she's at www.pamelacummins.com. Yeah, we don't do a lot of debate here. It's like definitely another format for that. It's like, yes, I certainly have some some opinions on that, you know, myself, and it's like, yes, but I won't air them here.
And that's what Mother Mary was coming through, and you know, that's what I was going to give him, and he has a right to his opinion. But that's not what this show is. This is a love channel. This is more about love, romance, self-growth, not politics. Or religion, you know, because I'm an interfaith minister, and I see good in all religions. Well,
all right.
Let's push that energy out. You
it's
know,
like meditation and yes.
Yeah, let's go back to Donny Osmond pillows, for God's sake, you know.
All right.
Yeah. And by the way, my master is here. Yes, Rhiannon's like, are you going to serve me, Mommy? You know?
Right.
Oh, goodness. Topic talk. Oh, golly. Okay, so I'm kind of sitting there reviewing a little bit. Going up, you got Gary and his wife onto that. Is that Carol?
Gary and his wife, Carol, on the
Carol,
Love Channel show? Yes, totally,
right.
Totally different topic than what Tommy was talking about. But tonight, please catch me on the Love Channel show. The phone number is 646-478-0020, and basically it's about building better relationships in marriage by building a better you, okay? And I think, you know, it's funny, I'm hearing the song I'd like to teach the world to sing, okay? And we really can't, you know, change, you know, other people's opinions, other people's beliefs, but we can change ourselves and, you know, kind of accept other people, because marriage, you know, obviously is about, you know, compromise. You know,
yeah,
and somebody who was brought up,
yeah,
and somebody who, I mean, it's very likely you're going to marry somebody who was brought, unlikely, I should say, you're going to marry someone who was brought up exactly like you.
Yeah,
I mean,
but, yeah,
you know, even if you are,
you used to probably kind of be that way. I mean, you know, it's like you back like 100 years ago, they had like. You know, like neighborhoods, you know, they'd have like a Jewish neighborhood, they had like, you know, the Italian neighborhood or the, you know, whatever, pick your neighborhood, you know, the for immigration, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, and you did find more homogeneousness among the population is what I want to say. It's like, you know, Irish neighborhoods. So it's like you were highly more likely when people lived in, I'm thinking kind of like, you know, New York, where there were actually
right.
whole neighborhoods of, you know, people that would move into and they would all kind of like, you know, gathered together, you know, of like kind of, you know, like they're, you know, it's like, oh, all the Irish people here and all the,
right.
you know, whatever. And it's like, and it was more of a likelihood that when you married, you know, somebody within your neighborhood, and I mean, of course, your neighborhood could be like many, 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 many blocks, you know, there could be
right.
thousands.
Oh,
of
sure.
There,
yeah,
you
you might not even
like,
speak English, you know, because you
right.
didn't have to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, but, yeah, in today's world and society, it's like, man, when you have, you know, like, I'll say internet dating.
Yeah.
You can still get somebody who doesn't speak the same language as you.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about different backgrounds. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've lived on, you know, up in New Jersey, not so much where I live now. In fact, I had never, until I moved to this part of North Carolina, I had never been around so many Caucasian people. I mean, we have other ethnic Niskitsis, if I can say it, but on streets that I lived up in New Jersey in different towns, I mean, you had every single nationality, practically Caucasian, white, Spanish, Chinese, you know, India, you know, which was actually kind of nice.
Right. Yeah, yeah, it gives you international. It's like, that's, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's like you get,
yeah,
get a miniature look at the world and go,
right.
wow. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not us against them, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, and just like, you know, with marriage and that one woman I was talking about, because there are a lot of women out there, you know, that kind of feel like it's women against men or vice versa, and it's not. Let's, you know, I'm hearing that song again, Why Can't We Be Friends?
Oh, I kept hearing, you know, Ebony and Ivory, Ebony and Ivory, yeah. like, yeah, perfect harmony, you know, it's like, I can't remember who did that, but it's like, I remember the
Stevie
song.
Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney, I love
oh,
that song, yeah, I love that song. I was about to call you Carol. wrong show, Kelly, you've been around me too long, you know? Before you know it,
oh,
you're going to be not birth cards, you're going to be giving songs, you know.
You know, it was really funny because somebody called in the other day, and it's like, and they were looking for you because you know, this gal was like, you know, well, I called in to get my song, and I was like, sitting there going, you know, I was like, okay, I'll give you a song. It's like, I popped them out, and I was like, and she goes, oh, great, that fits just really fine because it was something like, you know, her car had broken down, and she's waiting for a new one. I was like, going, okay, it sounds like a country western, I don't know. It was kind of like, okay.
See, now I hardly, I mean, I know more like Dolly Parton, but I don't know many country songs, so there you go.
Right. We have got 90 seconds, although Blog Talk's on with itself again. It's like one place says 60 and the other says 90, so it's like I'm going to go with the 60. Cause
now, is there anybody on afterwards?
No, not today. Not today. It's like Helen's last show was last time, and it's like, and you know, we gave her some apologies for that because it's like, I don't know what was with the sound system, but it was like, you know, whether it's something hitting her or hitting from, you know, over in that area, we don't know, but it's like... The only time that apparently she ever had a really clear show was the very first time when she went on with Jethro. And I was
oh,
like,
wow.
Man, You know, it's like, and the rest of the time, the rest of the spot with all the whatever was going on with the gremlins and the computers, I'm like, going, what in the world? Cause, you know, and she did. She kind of asked that, you know, after last week. She says, is anybody else's show like this? I'm going, no, it's really, it was just hers. It was just her show. I'm like, going, not going to put any forth any opinions on that right now either, but I'm like going, yeah, it was a lot of strangeness. It really was. So it's like, yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And I think we have 10 seconds. We got the NASA countdown. So it's like, all right, one more time.
Oh, sure. It's www.pamelacummins.com, CUMMINS.com, and I'm sure 10 seconds is over now.
PsychicsGoneWild.com to find all of us. Yeah.
There you go.
All righty. We will catch you.
All right. You too. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.